What's going on? What's going on? This is your boy, Jay Will, your host of the Jay Will Podcast, Interviews and Commentary. I can be located on RSS.com, Jay Will Podcast, Interviews and Commentary. There you will find my podcast homepage. If you would like to make a donation to the podcast to help us continue our efforts, you may do so by following the donate feature located on the homepage, or you may go to my Cash App, which is $JayWillPodcast. The Jay Will Podcast is brought to you by Mr. Chris Crane and Charlie's Music Factory. For all your production needs and production consultations, please email Mr. Chris Crane at charliesmusicfactory@gmail.com. It's also brought to you by allgospelradio.com and also the Anointed Radio Network and Podcast. You can find my syndicated radio show on allgospelradio.com, which is the Unsigned Artist Gospel Show and the Jay Will Gospel Show. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be used or considered to be a legal, health, tax, or professional advice of any kind. We are not responsible for any losses, damages, or liabilities that may arise from the use of this podcast. If you'd like to contact me, or potentially you got a story you like to tell and like to be on the Jay Will Podcast, email me at leewillthej@gmail.com, or you may email me at the Jay Will Music Production LLC at gmail.com. I like to explore different options and collaborate with different people, and I have my friend D. Gott from New York City, who is interviewing a gospel artist by the name of Chappella Rabaz. Sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself. Let's go.
It's that time once again, the Gospel Praise Mixdown.
Welcome to the Gospel Praise Mixdown with your host, D. Gott. I have someone on the line that her and myself, we go way back. We kind of was growing up together. And she's no stranger to the show. I'm just happy for her, and you know, I'll be praying for her, and I love what God is doing in her life and in her church and with her family. Matter of fact, I'm going to let her introduce herself. Who's on the line?
Hey! Hello, D-God. Hey. All right. This is Chappella Rabaz. That's who's on the line. I am a singer, songwriter, praise and worship leader, independent gospel artist. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn, New York. Then went to Springfield, Mass for 18 years, and now I live in Worcester, Massachusetts. I am a grandmother, a mom, and a woman who loves to worship and praise God. That's what I am. That's who Chappella is. She's a worshiper and a praiser.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How have you been?
I've been good.
Okay.
I really have. I've been good. I can't complain. You know, I mean, I can complain if I want to, because you ain't got everything that you want, but I can't complain, because really, I'm just to be honest, God has been good. Mm-hmm. He's been keeping me. He's been covering me. He's been covering my family. He's covered even those, like you said, we've gone back a long time.
Right.
He's come confused to cover you and your family, you know? So God's good.
God is good.
God is good.
So let me tell you, we're playing your single, Amazing Grace. Once again, I'm loving it, and the fans are loving it. So what do you think about that?
Oh, my God. That is such an inspiration to me, because, you know, when I did this song, you know, I was just, put it this way, when the song came about, when I wrote it, it was more so about I was at a place where I was just thanking God for where he brought me from, because the song is really about the testimony of my life. You know, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I mean, D. God, I was living a, put it this way, God saved me from a lifestyle of, I was a functional addict, put it that way. So I had a lifestyle of addiction of alcohol and drugs, and I was a functional addict for 11 years. So, you know, in my mind said that God couldn't save me, or, you know, nobody can do anything for me, because I thought I was stuck. I thought I couldn't get my life back. But, do talk about a turnaround. When I gave my life to the Lord, when I came to Springfield, Massachusetts, and gave my life to the Lord, I mean, really, that's when things started to change for me. But when I really and truly surrendered my life unto him, that's when it really got real. And God really changed me, because believe me, when I first got saved and came to the Lord, I wasn't saved for real. I was still going back and forth to New York City and doing my thing and coming back, you know. So, but that was my lifestyle. But yeah, you know, I tell people, I didn't ever think that I would be in this place that I am today, because I thought that I could not get out of it.
Yeah, and thank God for your husband, you know.
Yeah,
hanging in there with you.
Hanging in there with me. Yes, it was. But you know, he's hung in there with me all the time. He's amazing. He's amazing. He is.
Yeah.
Just like the Lord. He's amazing. Yeah. Thank God for him. Yeah. But yeah, that's how it is. Yeah.
Because I can understand, because I was out there myself in the same neighborhood, and it was pretty rough. And, you know, when I found out that you had moved and you were doing the church thing, I was, like, so happy, because I had gotten to church myself. And that changed my life. So I automatically knew. And I was so happy for you. Yeah.
Thank you. I was like, I don't know if you remember, I came to the church one time. And I saw you. That was the first time I've seen you in years.
Right.
I came over to Hezekiah's church, me and my niece. And she had been about 6 years old or 5 or 6 years old at the time. And she's like 32 now.
Wow. Okay? Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And her and I came to the church. And that was the first time I saw you, like, in years. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, God, right.
You know? Yeah. But that was the beginning of my... the beginning of my journey, but I still had not surrendered anything yet. I was trying to get myself back together at that time, you know, but I didn't exactly make it.
Oh, so listen,
I got out of my, you know?
So tell the listeners, who inspired you to become a gospel artist?
Oh, wow. You know, there's so many, but maybe when I got saved, I used to listen to a lot of Yolanda Adams. I used to listen to Kirk Franklin. I used to listen to Hezekiah Wonga. But I used to listen to all the old stuff that they used to do. So I used to just sit at work and just listen, and that just inspired me. Now, gospel music, I've always liked it. Okay. And I actually have always wanted to sing gospel music, because they used to say, oh, I could do that. You know, one day I would like to sing gospel, because, you know, I have been singing, you know, pretty much most of my life. But, you know, once I gave my life to the Lord and really got into it, that's really inspired me. But I've always had a desire to sing it, because, you know, because I know that, you know, when I heard it, it heals me. That's right. What it does. Gospel music, it's a healer to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it healed me so many times. When, you know, even when I was out there doing my thing, getting high, come home, sit down, and I would listen to gospel music, for real. And I would sit there and just listen, and that would be my cry. Like, you know, I got to get it together. And the song was just soothing my life, you know. So it was soothing me at the time when I was going through stuff. I mean, that's what really inspired me, to be honest with you. But yeah, you know, once I gave my life to the Lord, it really did it.
Yeah, well, you named a bunch of heavy hitters that also, you know, I love and love to listen to. Yeah. So you're doing a single. Tell us, are you in the studio doing a full LP, or you traveling? How is that going along? I know you in church.
So right now what I'm doing is just kind of like, you know, just shopping around the songs to different radio stations.
Right.
Just, you know, asking to give me some exposure. This is actually my third single. I know we did an interview of my first single, but I did have another single after that one. And that's called Sacrifice of Praise, which is also on my YouTube page. And then after that, I just got through doing this one here. Okay. Eventually, I said that I am going to do an EP, but I think it's best right now just to keep dropping singles.
Right.
Instead of doing a whole project at one time. I mean, I don't know. It works out better for me that way. You know, I can focus on one thing.
So busy.
Yeah. You know. And as far as like engagements and stuff like that, nothing as of yet. You know, like I said, I'm just starting to get the song out there. Usually when you start the songs and get them out there and people start to hear it, then, you know, you get the engagements. Other than, you know, regular engagements to different churches just to come and sing. But when you, as me as an independent artist, then nothing really as of yet. But I'm praying God's going to open the doors for me.
Oh, most definitely.
I know he will. It's just got to be patient and just wait, and it's got to be the right timing, you know, for me. Because sometimes we just want things to happen. Oh, God, you know, I got this great song, but, you know, maybe, you know, not now. Not now. Maybe till later. And I'm learning to understand that, you know. I'm learning to understand God's timing. And I have, I have to learn that, but I'm learning that one. And, you know, it'll be, you know, because the song is going to be for somebody. Somebody's going to hear it and say, hey, you know, I like that song. When I listen to the song, it makes me want to get up and dance. That's what it makes me want to do. Then, you know, I heard what I was on an interview. Yeah, and I had an interview last week. The guy was like, you know, I could work out to this song. Yeah. I was like, you know. It's a great workout song and stuff like that. So, for whatever the song does for whoever needs it, that's what I'm asking God to do with it. Amen. So, it don't have to be on a big platform like that, but if it's ministering to somebody, if it's helping somebody during the day, I've done my job.
You've done your job, yes. Mm-hmm. So, listen, now you can plug, how can our listeners get in touch with you and keep up with you on social media and download your music?
Okay. So, first, of course, you can go up on Facebook. So, I'm under Chapella Hernandez Rabbits on Facebook. Then you can just go ahead and messenger me. I am on Instagram, and I'm under Hernandez Rabbits. That's when I'm under at Hernandez Rabbits on Instagram. I also have a YouTube page, and my YouTube page is called Chapella Rabbits Music. And you can contact me through that as well. So in order for to contact me for any kind of bookings or want to talk to me, anything like that, best thing is go through Messenger on Facebook and Instagram. Those are the ones that I listen to, I look at the most, and I'm on there the most. You know, I'm not on TikTok that much, but I'll post a few things on TikTok, but not much.
I go on every now and then myself, too, you know, because
it's
social media and, you know, it's active.
It is. And it's like, but those are the main platforms that you can contact me on. Or like I said, if you want to listen to the music, definitely go to YouTube.
Excellent.
My YouTube page. And it's right there. All the songs are right there just as well. Like I said, I got 3 singles that are on there.
Excellent.
Right now.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to keep you too long. So before you go, can you just give some encouraging words to an up-and-coming gospel indie artist?
Yep. All I can tell a person is keep it going. Don't listen to the naysayers. Because some people are going to say no. That was a discouragement for me for many, many years. And that was also why I didn't record. Because when I wanted to record and introduce my song, you know, I got a lot of people said no to me. But don't stop. Don't quit. And like I've told this story before, you know, when I stopped, my pastor came to me and said, hey, you know, what's going on with the music? And I said, you know, nothing. And she was like, you know, why? I said, you know, I just gave up. And she said, don't give up. You know, keep going and keep trying. So with that said, when I did go ahead and give it another chance, and then when I finally did, I was like, you know, why did I let somebody discourage me or somebody what somebody said? Another thing is don't compare yourself to anybody else, because that's what I used to do. You know, comparing, you know, why you don't sing like this or why you don't sound like that and things like that. Don't do it. God gave you your gift for you, and your gift is for somebody, and somebody's going to want to hear what you got. It ain't for everybody. And you got to come to that understanding, and that's what I had to come to. My music may not be bad for everybody. It's going to be for somebody. And as long as it's for somebody, if it helps somebody get through the day or feel good, whatever they're going through, I have done my job.
Amen.
That's what God gave me the gift to. He gave me that gift just for that. And it may be just for that one or two people. I don't know. But it's for somebody. There's an audience for you.
Yeah.
There's always an audience for you. And if you know God put that gift in you and you're sure of it, don't stop.
Don't stop.
I don't care what it is. Don't stop. Keep on going.
Keep
on going. As long as you're sure about that, don't stop. Because you'll get discouraged and you'll stop. You can't. I did. So, but you know, I'm just like saying, don't stop. Keep it going.
Chapella, thank you so much for joining me here on the line.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome anytime. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Like I said, I'm just trying to get the song out there, you know, just to get some listeners and stuff like that.
We definitely want to push
it. Don't forget to, if you like it, click and share, as they say. Click and share, you know. And I believe that you're going to be encouraged with the song.
Oh, yes, definitely. So thank you once again. All right. We'll talk soon, and definitely keep in contact. Okay. Give my love to the family.
Listen, you never know what people are going through in their life, and it's great to hear a great testimony about how God delivered somebody from having some type of substance abuse. If you've had problems with substance abuse and God help you get delivered or have deliverance in your life as a result of that, why don't you email me at LeeWrotheLetterJ@gmail.com or JWillMusicProductionLLC@gmail.com. I'd love to share your story with the world. All right, until the next time, may the Lord God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord God give you peace.